Hey everybody, it's the 14th of July, almost halfway through the month, and we are going through a verse for Pray Today in each chapter of Proverbs. Today we're in the 14th chapter. In the 13th verse, before I read that to you, I want to tell you about one of my experiences. My wife and I have been through some difficult times in the last 10 or 12 years with health of our children and struggles and challenges there. And my wife and I were on our way to Mayo Clinic to see about our son having a brain surgery. And we were both in a very dark place, and our worlds had been shaken with not knowing if our son was going to be okay. And we went into a store and saw a plaque, which was a quote that we had just read that was helping us through one of the most difficult times in our lives. And that plaque is now kind of a common quote that you'll see around, but it says, "Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass, but it's about learning to dance in the rain." And that quote reminded DeLynn and I that God doesn't just want us to focus on the storm, but to find a way to have joy in the midst of it. And when I read the 14th chapter, the 13th verse of Proverbs that says, "Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and joy may end in grief," it was a great reminder that it's not all about our emotions, that we can have joy, we can choose joy, we can work hard to find joy and dance in the rain during life's storms. So if you're going through a storm today, I just want to encourage you to not focus on the storm passing, but dance in the rain and dance with Jesus in the rain, and look and see the things, even in the worst circumstances, that God has done for you, the blessings that you have. And I want to encourage you to focus on the blessings no matter what you're going through. Let's ask God to help us with that. Father, we live in a life full of pain, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are people hearing this who are experiencing great pain, who are in a dark place. And so, Lord, if that's the people that are hearing this, we pray for them today. If it's people who aren't in a dark place, we ask that they right now would pray with me for those who are in dark places. God, this life has storms, and some of those storms just seem to beat us down. And it's hard to get back up. But Lord, we know that with you all things are possible. We know that joy cannot be based on our circumstances alone, but that the joy of the Lord would be our strength. So Lord, I lift up those who are hurting today, those who are in a dark place, those going through sickness and cancer treatments and death of loved ones and loss of income and custody battles and divorce and all of these things that can bring so much hurt, depression and anxiety. And Lord, today we choose to get up and to start dancing, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So God, would you pick us up? Would you remind us that you are washing us clean in the midst of that storm? You're washing us clean, and that this is an opportunity for us to draw close to you instead of pushing you away. God, would you give us our very sustenance today? Would you give us everything we need today? And we glorify you, Lord, even in the midst of life storms. In Jesus' name.